little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
This shared decision workshop begins with an introduction to our participants and an exploration of their learning needs. This is followed by an introduction to Dave Thompson.
Katie, could you perhaps start off by telling us a bit about who you are?
Okay, hi, I'm Katie. I'm a GP working at Keith's practice at the moment.
until you kick yourself out.
Come on, we have an emergency here.
Where is it?
We're trying our best to keep it. We'll see how it goes.
So apart from the fact that I invited you especially to come because I thought that we could use your skills, did you have an agenda for today?
Not particularly, because I don't really think I knew what the plan of the day was. So I didn't know that we were having a shared decision-making tool, but I think that's a really fantastic thing to explore and become swift at doing rather than... Because you could worry that using these tools could elongate your surgery.
Yeah. I think that's something that's really important, actually. And when I've been exploring using these more often, they can potentially be quite time-consuming. So one of the things that the registrars need to know for the sake of their exam and potentially keeping their surgeries running to time in the future is how do you do this in the real world and how do you... both include the patient in those decisions whilst keeping yourself sane because you want to try and avoid the overrunning issue. So that's important, isn't it? So timekeeping is important. Stephen.
Hi, everyone. My name's Stephen. I am a GP registrar currently working here as well, due to finish in next month. So I've been invited to come here as well. I suppose I'm quite keen to find out ways that I could use, as Keith said, use tools, but whilst keeping to time, because probably that's the biggest challenge is trying to fit all of these useful things into that 10-minute consultation.
Cleve, we already spoke about this on the phone yesterday, Cleve, yes. Didn't we? You had some specific agenda issues.
Yes, so I'm Cleve. I was a registrar here in August. What I'd be keen to talk about today is where it's difficult to share a decision because you do feel that a patient's taking the decision that might not really be the right clinical decision or the decision that is in their best interest. How do you sort of go around that? Which is obviously, say, a patient who's very unwell, like refusing to go to hospital or taking the wrong decision. How do you explore that? And
okay.
Hi, I'm Ben. Currently in Teams, which is in Gateshead. And I had a specific angry patient kind of scenario and wanted to explore when there isn't a good answer, when there isn't an easy answer, when things are difficult and they say they've tried everything, and what next, doctor?
Okay, that's a small circle.
The particular case that you found was very difficult was an expert, in inverted commas, patient who felt they knew more than you did about a particular condition, their own condition.
Unfortunately, it's probably true. They certainly felt that they had run the gamut of various options and the only thing that worked was the one thing that we were taking away from them, which was NefIgArd.
Yes, okay. We did allude to the possibility of phoning a friend in that situation, didn't we, which was, I'm afraid that it looks like we can't prescribe that at the moment, but I can have discussions and get back to you about what the other options might be for you. When you've reached the end of your traditional repertoire of what you can normally offer, having the possibility to do that.
Yeah. Okay. I think that was, I guess, the easy lesson is just to say, okay, fine, fair enough, I can't fix this here and now, I'll get back to you and see what we've got, rather than thinking that within 10 minutes there has to be a line, you know, that's it, great, off you go, happy.
And often that's the sort of way that we tend to deal with the angry patient, isn't it? It is that you make an offer of, I'll need to be looking into that and do some investigations, and I'll give you a time frame by which I will give you a response to this. Okay. Nisha.
Hi, I'm Alicia. I'm an ST3 due to finish in August next year. Actually, similar to what everyone else has said, ways to improve shared management and give patients options, perhaps in the 10 minutes and then a follow-up appointment to discuss them in detail.
Excellent.
Now that, so I'm Keith, I'm a GP trainer. I've been a GP trainer I'll come back to you in a second around the phone, okay. So I've been a GP trainer for 10 years, but that's kind of my agenda too, is that that's what I was thinking that we would be trying to harness, is how do we involve patients better with their own decisions and how do we share those options with them? So that's why I'm stealing your position there. I'm sorry, Aaron, for that. So, yeah, hopefully we can do quite a bit of that, and also these other things sound great as well. Aaron?
I'm Aaron. I'm a ST3, and I'm due to finish in November, so I've got my CSA in a few months' time in March. I think, really, for me, I've been probably a little bit selfish. I'm very CSA-focused at the moment, so... I think this is an area that a lot of registrars kind of really struggle with, the whole explanation and shared decision making. So any tips or help I can get with that would be appreciated.
That's fantastic.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.